You're listening to SBS News.
When Teresa Trindall thought coronavirus had reached the small remote town of Coonamble in northwest New South Wales earlier this year, she was terrified. The Gamilaroi woman was on the front line, working as a nurse at the local hospital, and she's a registered Aboriginal health worker. Her niece, who lived with Teresa's elderly mother, received a false positive COVID-19 test.
My mum has, she's had breast cancer. She's bad asthmatic. She's got a pacemaker in. My parents, you know, they don't drink, they don't smoke. So she's just been throwing the whole lot. And it is quite scary to think, and that it was in our town, and I think being in a small country town, you know everybody.
She says it was hard for her as a nurse not to go straight into help, but she knew she couldn't. She says 2020 has been an intense year.
It was difficult to watch family members that couldn't come in and see their loved ones in aged care, and listening to their stories, like on the phone, and you know, reassuring them that their loved ones have been looked after, and you know, them being upset, and yeah, it was quite difficult.
But being a nurse wasn't the only front line that Teresa fought on this year. Her activism has seen her uniting members of the local Indigenous community and non-Indigenous community in an attempt to stop the Narrabri gas project going ahead. In September, the New South Wales Independent Planning Commission granted phased approval for the $3.6 billion coal seam gas project with 134 strict conditions. It also has the backing of the federal government.
It's definitely betrayal of all of us, like Gamilaroi Nation, the farming community, the townspeople. I think it was a time for them to act and a time for them to move while COVID was on, because there weren't going to be much retaliation, and the Independent Planning Commission had their say, but that's all it is to us.
During the pandemic, the government offered virtual community consultation on the project in lieu of in-person community meetings. But as internet services are intermittent in regional New South Wales, and many people in isolated communities don't have access to computers, it reduced the amount of community involvement in the final phases. The project received a record 23,000 public submissions to the Department of Planning, Industry and Environment. 98% of them were objections.
There's a lot of paperwork to say that there was consulting, like with the Indigenous thing. I think there was a certain few people that were consulted and involved, but they don't have the right to speak on behalf of the Gamilaroi Nation. I think we have the numbers to say that there are more against than for, and it feels like that we've been sold out.
The coal seam gas project will result in more than 850 gas wells being built over 20 years and the clearing of 95,000 hectares of surrounding farmland and sections of the nearby Pilliga forest. The Pilliga is sacred for Gamilaroi people, and to Teresa Trindle, it has always felt like home.
The Pilliga means more to me at the moment than what it does as a for past the Dreamtime stuff, which in that itself has been taken away from us. We don't really know much about that because it was all taken away. You weren't allowed to talk. Language was taken away. Aboriginal people were very proud, very prominent, you know. They knew what they had to do. And then colonisation took place. So a lot of that was taken off them.
She's also a prominent member of the local Aboriginal Lands Council in Coonamble and says a motion against coal seam gas mining has been passed by the community. She insists the fight isn't over. Teresa Trindle has a vision to establish programs in the Pilliga to bring together Indigenous families and teach children about Indigenous culture and the bush.
With Aboriginal people, there's been a lot of things tried and a lot of things failed. And I do believe it's that so much was taken away from them. And I have an idea that getting back to basics, getting back to the bush, getting back that little bit of self-pride, self-determination, a little bit of ownership on something might empower our people.
She says opposition to the gas project has actually united the Aboriginal community and the farming community together. On the 23rd of December, a group of farmers filed a legal challenge alleging the approval of the project did not properly consider the impacts on climate change. The New South Wales Independent Planning Commission has said it will not comment other than confirming it is listed before the court for March 2021. Federal Environment Minister Susan Lee said in November her approval was based on the Commonwealth's Expert Science Committee on Coal Seam Gas. Alan Lee, SBS News.